Good morning. This is the Rivers of Joy Prosperity Series podcast. Today, we pray for the goodness of the Lord in your life. We pray for prosperity and success. We pray that the life-giving energy, the power of creation, which the Lord spoke into existence from the foundations of this earth, may he work to your advantage and may he bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word of God works. Every word that goes forth from the mouth of God works. It works in our lives. It works most especially when we put it into practice. Now let me remind you of the story of Jesus and the woman of Samaria at the pool, their encounter. In this encounter, the Lord told the woman of Samaria that the time is coming and the time is already near when those who worship the Lord will worship the Lord in truth and in spirit. That truth is the principles of life. The spirit is devoid of any physical influence. Because the truth is that what controls us are the invisible things, the unseen things, our thoughts, our mind, our feelings, emotions. These are the things that control our physical body. These are the things that lead us to do the things that we do that is seen physically. All these things come from heavenly places. We are spirits. And the more we understand and be at home with the invisible parts of us, the part that ignites actions in us, the more we become attuned to life, the more composed we are, the more organized we are, because of the awareness that it creates within us. This is what makes us humans. This is what makes us different from other animals. The thought process, it is what makes us human. So we're not like lions. Lions don't kill animals and put them in fridge and make plans for a meeting in 2 weeks' time or in 3 years' time or put their children through education. They live on instincts. But we, human beings, are endowed with the most sophisticated mind by the Almighty. And He gives us the edge. So in life, we must be in tune with our spirits, or less we will not be able to achieve our goals here on earth. May the Lord bless you. You will hear from us again from tomorrow morning. It shall be well with you. All that you put your hands in shall succeed. May the King of Glory, the one who is the beginning and the end, bless you and make you great. It shall be a beautiful week for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Shalom.